Welcome, everybody, and welcome back. If you're rejoining us, you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, and this is the Maggie Dawn Show. For the bulk of this hour, I am offering to you all my argument, my opinion, my conclusion that Donald Trump is the most anti-freedom, anti-free market, anti-business, and anti-fairness president in modern American history. This man is not a capitalist. This man just wants to pick winners and losers and leverage the power that Congress has ceded to him, the power that the Supreme Court has, in violation of their oaths, allowed him to exert. He wants to use power to extract more power, more wealth, and obedience from businesses, from business leaders, from CEOs. And many of them, many of the businesses and the CEOs that we know best in this country have allowed him to do so. One of the first examples of Donald Trump's anti-business, anti-capitalism, anti-freedom, anti-free markets policies that I gave you was his attacks on research and development and attacks on universities. Those are indisputably one of the most critical engines of economic growth in this country. It is how our country differentiates and accelerates our growth beyond the capacity, beyond what other countries are capable of. We rely on university research in every industry virtually to innovate and to differentiate and to accelerate our country's growth. And Donald Trump, secondly, has gutted nearly every single federal agency that is responsible for busting up monopolies. Monopolies are anti-capitalist because they are anti-competitive. A monopoly enables a single business or group of colluding businesses, in the case of an oligopoly, to effectively set prices irrespective of demand and keep them there. Monopolies and oligopolies, if left unchecked and unbroken up, allow the abuse of the consumer, yes, effectively extortionary pricing. But what it also does is it crushes any competition. Capitalism, the so-called meritocracy, is based on the idea that competition amongst businesses with new entrants into markets will make the businesses better. Donald Trump has no interest in busting up monopolies. He wants more monopolies. He wants single businesses to have control of entire markets because he can then leverage them for his own wealth and power. Now, consolidation across industries was a problem before this most recent Trump administration. But this has been a long time coming. And in almost every Republican administration since Richard Nixon, Republicans have weakened antitrust enforcement. Again, antitrust enforcement is essential so that consumers do not pay artificially inflated prices for substandard products and goods. Antitrust enforcement is essential so that there are new businesses and small businesses and entrepreneurs allowed to compete fairly. Donald Trump doesn't want any of that. Here is one small example of these things going on. In the summer of 2021, Kroger's CEO said on a call with analysts that, quote, a little bit of inflation is always good in our business, as the grocery stores can then simply raise prices, passing on costs to consumers who will then don't really overly react to that, meaning they don't buy less. And when you look into the grocery industry, holy cow, the percentage of the U.S. market controlled by four corporations or less is over 80%. Do you think Donald Trump is going to do anything about that? The answer to that is no. Today, the top 1% of companies, I don't care what you're looking at, and this is according to the University of Chicago, take down 80%+ of all revenues in their particular industries. About 55 years ago, that was at 60% or less. So we have less competition in every sense, in every industry in this country than we have ever seen before, perhaps since the Gilded Age, when steel monopolies and railroad monopolies allowed those individuals, the Astors and the Carnegies, the Rockefellers, to enrich themselves on the back of working families and even very well-to-do families. And Donald Trump's DOJ just cleared the way for healthcare monopolies. United Healthcare was greenlit by the Trump administration just this past week to buy the second largest provider of home health care in America. I want you to consider that. You think healthcare is expensive enough? Just leave it to Donald Trump to allow United Healthcare to gobble up more of that industry and make it even less affordable. By the way, if prescription drug prices come down at all, nope. And is Donald Trump promising a 250% tariff on pharmaceuticals? You bet he is. We get to the Trump tariff terror and how anti-competitive, anti-free market, and anti-capitalist that is when we return on the other side. I continue my argument to you that Donald Trump is the most anti-business president in modern American history. I want to hear from you and your thoughts. Tom from Madison, we saw you on the lines. You're up next. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. We'll be right back.